Hello and welcome to the fifth episode of the Music Convo. Today my guest is Lisa Dries. She's a German-Dutch pop artist who's actually living in Cologne and released her first EP Tegenkome in 2021 under the label Safe Space Records. I'm really happy that you are here today.
Thank you.
When did you start making music?
I think when I was 12.
How did you become a member of Safe Space Records?
I got asked by... So Antje and Johannes, the founders of Safe Space Records, at some point just messaged me. And then we had a chat and pasta pesto.
Describe your actual music in three words.
Quirky, cute and poppy.
What's your favorite DAW?
Ableton.
Your go-to guitar and your go-to guitar effect pedal.
I have this electric glitter guitar, which is, I think, probably a replica of a 1960 model from a Japanese, yeah. I can't remember the name. And I'm using a multi-effect pedal on stage.
What inspires you to write new songs?
I think spring. Like every time spring arrives, I feel like there's sort of new ideas. And walking, biking through the city, going by tram through the city, movement.
Which record have you listened the most to in your life, in your whole life?
My whole life.
And which one has influenced you the most? Both. Two questions in one, basically.
Okay, first one is definitely, like, I think Frank Ocean with Blonde has been on my most listened to albums for the past years. So that would be one. And most influential, Spinfish, this Dutch artist.
Spinfish?
Spinfish. It's spider fish. I used to listen to that a lot and got very much into Dutch music from that point.
And then you decided to sing in Dutch?
That sort of came before, but I feel like it helped with, I don't know, it helped with the decision somehow. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, it's really nice to make sort of like light pop music in Dutch. And I felt like Dutch lyrics are easier somehow.
Your fans, are they from Germany?
I don't know if I have fans.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I mean, I think the people that like...
At least your parents.
My parents are from the Netherlands, definitely. Okay. My dad's... If you would look on my name on Twitter, then you could just find my dad. My dad's just commenting or like reposting everything on Twitter.
Cool.
And I feel like I got quite a base in Cologne now. And then I feel like the Dutch music works actually also quite well in Germany. Somehow. Mm-hmm. I think especially people in Cologne kind of like Dutch sometimes, I think.
Yeah.
As a language, maybe.
It's a good vibe.
Yeah.
What's your dream feature?
Green feature?
Dream feature. Which artist?
So a dream feature.
Would you like to feature or... invite to play on the next or be a part of the first record you release, LP, for
okay.
example.
So I would really like to work together with a producer, Sega Bodega, because I think he's producing for so many artists and he's really, I think he can make a lot of different things, but I also feel like his style could be a bit too dark for what would be fitting to my music. Mm-hmm. And recently got in touch with Luna Morgenstern, a girl who's living in Amsterdam now. Mm-hmm. And she's really cool and I would really love to make a track with her.
Interesting.
She's from Cologne actually.
For real?
Yeah, Luna Morgenstern, I think.
That's an artist name.
Yeah, but I think it's her full name also. Yeah.
Okay.
You can look
crazy.
It up.
Crazy. Yeah. Yeah. One thing you wish you could do better, skill wise.
I think skill wise, I think time management for, I don't know, like when you're doing everything by yourself, then you have to sort of like fix everything by yourself. And mm-hmm. sometimes I feel like I put focus too much on the wrong places.
Mm-hmm.
So I could spend my time a bit like more on different parts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Your favorite drink and food? Choose wisely.
Yes, I will. I don't want to make a mistake of naming a food that I don't want to name in an interview. I really like, for drink, I drink a lot of coffee.
Yeah.
It's not something I'm proud of, but somehow it, like, I really like coffee. And for food, I think I would go for roti with chicken.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Dutch food?
I feel like the Dutch cuisine is not so
much
super.
As.
I love all the fried food, actually. Kibbeling, the fried fish, for example.
Fried fish.
Oh,
fish
and really cheese. Nice, yes.
Yeah. It's good. Okay, my last quick question. They are not so quick, I know.
No. I'm like, just answering them. I feel like I'm answering them too long.
No, it's all right. So what's the best and what's the worst thing that happened along your musical path?
I'm not sure whether to start with the best or the worst. Best thing would be to be able to create the sound that I want to make with
mm-hmm.
music.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, never on a level that you fully exactly can always find the sound that you want to make.
Mm-hmm.
But I came from playing with just a guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And now with producing, I can just, I don't know, develop your own sound. That's
mm-hmm.
really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And the worst thing would be sometimes losing the fun in making music a
mm-hmm.
bit. But it comes back again. But it's sometimes you, when it's so much of a main thing, then sometimes it becomes less fun.
Is it, do you have to, or do you put pressure on yourself? That you have to write like, music that's new, that's relevant in your ear, and that's not like something that other artists have put out there.
No, I think I never think of that in the making process. I feel like I'm just doing stuff, and then at some point there's a song, but I feel like maybe the most intense part comes with releasing. So
mm-hmm.
now I have a single coming up, and then I get sort of like, first it was just my thing,
mm-hmm.
but then it becomes everyone's thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everyone who wants to listen.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gets exciting somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, okay, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So you don't throw a lot of songs away or ideas that you would consider like, this is a song from arrangement wise. Do you throw away a lot of ideas?
I think actually not.
No?
I feel
okay.
I'm sometimes a bit ridiculous when it comes to songwriting because more than, for example, Niels, my partner, who's also making music, I feel like he's way more, or like I know artists that are way more critical during,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like a lot of times when I finish the song, I feel like it's the best song in the world.
Oh, for real?
No, but just that I feel like, oh, that's such a nice song. And
cool.
then at some point, yeah, but that doesn't mean that it's true.
No, but it's I think it's really positive that you can feel this way about your art, you know, and you're not so unsure if it's cool or what other people might think of it, or
during the making process.
Yeah, that's good.
But like I said, whenever it comes to releasing, then I start getting the jitters. Then it's like, will people like it? I send it to my parents, and with my parents, I'm always like, oh, I hope they like it.
Okay, are they critical? Because
they're critical. Yeah.
Okay. Most parents are not critical. I know they like everything their son or daughter or whatever does is cool because it's music.
Yeah. I do. They're pretty. I feel like they're really honest with me, which is really nice. And at the same time, I'm also not sure whether you should always, whether it's always a good thing if your parents like your music. Mm-hmm. That's the second part.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Cool. I would like to dive deeper into your music, at least a little bit, and in the production process of your last record. Tegenkoma, the EP. What I really liked about it was basically the vibe in the first place, because I couldn't understand the lyrics, and also that the sound is like quite immersive, especially from the single. Sorry, I have to read it from the paper. Nix zonder jou.
Yeah. Nix zonder jou.
Nix zonder jou.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, that's okay. That was nice.
Yeah. And I really like, production-wise, I really like this focused instrumentation. So what I mean is that you don't stack hundreds of instruments and stuff. You don't put it so full like some modern pop productions are, sound-wise. And I think I got the perception that you really know your sounds and you pick them carefully, and the backing vocals are never really loud. They are like just a little bit, but they are there if you notice them. And also I think you experimented with effects like vocoders or something. Maybe you can.
Yeah, especially with Nix zonder jou, I think I got into vocal production more and more, and I really like the sound of vocoder. So on the second vocals, and especially closer to the end of the song, the vocoders are becoming more present. And I really like pitching up and pitching down the vocals, or making like glitchy parts in there. Yeah.
And you also use textures in the instrumentation, like noise. And not in this song, I think, but I don't know the name of the song. But in another song, you have some white noise or something, or
there's
noise
a train
from outside, and samples like people talking.
Yeah, that was actually Niels and me talking.
Okay.
There's one song, and we recorded the vocals, and Niels is living right at the train tracks. So the trains are passing by.
Yeah.
And at some point we caught the train passing by in one of the tracks, in the vocal tracks. And it sounded really nice, so we put it on the background.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
That's that explains that it always, the noise stops if you stop singing. And I thought it was like the intention that you put white noise under your vocal track, like with the noise gate or something.
So it was intended like, it was just like, oh, this sounds nice, let's put it under there for some atmosphere.
Yes.
But it's not with a plugin or something. And I think in the end, I'm talking with Niels about, I think, something about soccer or European, I don't know. We put it very low because I think the conversation was a bit dumb, or like a bit like, okay, didn't have anything to do with the song somehow.
So, one of my last questions, what is the EP about actually? Like lyric wise, do you have a big frame, like a big topic that where you that you work with lyric wise, or is it like more pieces of inspiration from 2021 or 2020?
I think the whole EP has like all the songs were written basically when I just moved to Cologne,
mm-hmm.
and then COVID started,
mm-hmm.
and then I was hanging out a lot with Niels,
mm-hmm.
and we just started dating, so everything was super, I don't know,
melted together.
Yeah, and very in love, and I had to find my place a bit in Cologne because it was very concrete-y, there's a lot of buildings.
And you're from the countryside, or?
I mean, Groningen is kind of. Groningen. It's also is.
You know the beer.
Which beer?
Isn't there a beer?
Yeah, there's different beers.
Groningen.
I'm not sure.
I'm sorry.
But so Groningen is a bit more like has more parks and a bit more green and there's mm-hmm. kennels and it looks a bit cuter. And Cologne felt first a bit harsh.
Mm-hmm.
But then I started to appreciate it also mm-hmm. more. And I feel like each track has a bit of like a part about being with someone
mm-hmm.
and being in a city and feeling a bit lost in a city. And and Zomer Hit is basically like a classic love song.
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. Yes. So I think almost the last question, who do you work with on your music? Like, do you have like many musicians who track stuff for you, or mixing engineers, mastering engineers?
So with the Tegenkomen EP, Niels and I basically did all the instrumentals together mm-hmm. and like the production together. And then a lot of it came from Ableton. Mm-hmm. Niels plays bass guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And I played the guitar on there.
Mm-hmm.
Did
you ever learn it, like professionally, or
no?
You did it by yourself?
Yes.
Cool.
And for the new EP, I did all the production basically almost all of the production by myself, and Niels helped with beats and like making mm-hmm. some. He's really good with finding nice beat mm-hmm. sounds and nice fillings mm-hmm. in beats. And for example, on one song, a friend called Frederick, he played guitar on mm-hmm. the new single that's mm-hmm. coming out.
That we will hear later.
Yes.
Hopefully.
Hope. And I think in the future, I really want to just work a lot together with other artists. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because it's much more fun than sitting behind the computer by yourself somehow. Yeah. Yeah.
Of course. And mixing, mastering, who?
So the doing it? EP the.
From the new project.
Yeah, the new EP is basically mixed and mastered over Safe Space Records, and then we have a mixer called Georg mm-hmm. or Lazy G.
Mm-hmm.
And Ausjesware is doing the mastering. Yeah.
Okay.
But that's I know them through the Safe Space Records, okay. So that helped a lot.
Okay, cool. And when can we expect the EP to come out?
The EP, I kind of want to leave it for after summer. Want to give myself a little bit of a summer break. Mm-hmm. And then after the summer, maybe September or October, I will release the EP.
Cool.
It's called Real.
I hope I get an invite to the release party.
Definitely. Maybe I can already send you a pre-listen link when everything is mixed and mastered if you'd like.
Really, I would really like it. Cool.
Nice.
Lisa, thank you for being here. It was a pleasure.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah. And I would like to hear the new single now, I think.
Well,
we can manage to put the gear up.
Yes, let's try it.
Nice.
Cool. Daydream, training more than ever. Is this what you wanted? Is this what we came for?